1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. We've entered the 20th day of a government shutdown, and there's no movement reported in the stalemate between Republicans and Democrats. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders tells CBS Mornings.
They need to negotiate. You know how much negotiations they've done? Zero. Our way or the highway.
CBS News has learned Republican senators will lunch with President Trump at the White House tomorrow. Vice President Vance to join envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner in Israel now to help preserve a fragile peace plan for Gaza. Kushner described his visit there to CBS's 60 Minutes.
It looked almost like a nuclear bomb had been set off in that area. And then you see these people moving back, and I asked the IDF, where are they going? Like, I'm looking around. These are all ruins.
Amazon bouncing back from a major outage that knocked out popular apps and websites worldwide. Data protection consultant Edward Lewis.
The way I would like it to is simply this. You've got one region of the world that sneezed, and then suddenly we've all caught a cold.
CBS News. Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Democrats at the Capitol have been introducing bills to make tuition cheaper. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
40 years ago, the state funded about 42% of the UW system's budget. Today, the state only funds about 17%. Among other things, that's part of the reason tuition has had to keep rising. One of the bills contains $10 million block grants for both the UW system and the Wisconsin Technical College system. The goal is to keep students in class when tuition puts too much of a financial burden on them. Representative Angela Stroud, who was a college professor.
Many of my students were first-generation college students or students from working-class families. But increasingly, they were working 20 or 30 hours a week in jobs just to pay rent, to pay for their books, things that some students took for granted or that I took for granted when I was an undergraduate student.
UW-Madison already has Bucky's Tuition Promise, which helps students from low-income families go to college. This other bill would create the Tuition Promise for all of the UW system. These bills would need Republican support to pass.
Attorney General Josh Call secured a preliminary injunction continuing the temporary block of the USDA from acting on its demands that states turn over personal and sensitive information about millions of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients. Joanne Krulatz has more.
SNAP applicants provide their private information in connection with using the program. USDA has threatened to withhold administrative funding for the program if states fail to comply with its unprecedented demand for data, effectively forcing states to choose between protecting their residents' privacy and providing critical nutrition assistance to those in need. Any delay in funding could be catastrophic for Wisconsin and its residents who rely on SNAP to purchase food.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, breezy, with high temperatures in the lower 60s. For tonight, some showers, mainly in the evening, chilly with lows in the upper 30s. Showers redeveloping on Tuesday, mainly in the afternoon. It will be quite chilly and breezy, with highs only in the mid-40s. Currently, it's 39.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
Let's get it going. Time to kick off the morning show for the week here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Got your host, James, here, joined by your PD over on 105.5 WIRI across the hallway, Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And our head producer here at WFHR, Laura.
Hi.
We hope you all are having a great start to the day. Thanks for joining us to the best listeners in radio. Great stuff
That's
to get
you.
Into today. Mm-hmm. We got to talk a little bit about Charmin. Charmin,
okay.
Charmin going back to the old days.
Don't squeeze the Charmin.
It's going back. It's going
back
already.
You know, it's good to talk about TP and homecoming season.
That's perfect timing.
It is perfect timing.
We have that coming up for you. We have a couple of odd stories here and there and stuff. Got to talk about a mean squirrel and some evil dolls. All that coming up.
Ooh.
We will have, it's a Monday, 10 o'clock hour. You know what that means. The kitchen's open with Beth, thanks to our friends at Hotel Mead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exciting.
And Beth sent over a good story. So she's going to hang out with us and join us for this Good Housekeeping's 2025 Best Toy Awards.
Oh, that's cool.
Get that broken down kind of cool, too. We're not going to go through everything. But we'll go through some of them.
Sure.
Have a little bit of entertainment news we'll get into as well. Was Yoda almost blue?
Okay.
We will find out.
He's sad.
Any number of colors he could have been, to be fair.
And Halloween candy odds. What are the odds of which candy your kid is going to get?
Oh, come on.
Got all that coming up for you.
Because someone you know is betting on that. Someone's placing a bet on that.
We have to have a couple of heavy conversations, though, to kick things off.
Sure.
And that's just what we do around here from time to time. We try to be a break from your everyday monotony, your everyday news, the 24-hour 7 news cycle, all those things. But every once in a while, we got to talk about important things like adult-ween. Should there be a Halloween for adults? We'll get to that in a moment, though.
Okay.
But, over the weekend was the No Kings rallies that went on.
It's true. There were at least 100 in the state.
That's and amazing.
I know, Laura, you saw some numbers on that.
I did. I wasn't able to find the Wisconsin numbers, total of people who took part. But across the country, 7 million people were part of the No Kings protests across the country this weekend. And that's a really big number. That is a previously unheard of number.
Right. The 7 million number is a little on the high end. The range I heard was like from 4.2 to 7 somewhere. It's really hard
Which
to estimate these things. Well, no. And to your point, Laura.
Yeah.
The largest protest since 1970.
Prior to this one.
Yes. Since 1970.
Yeah.
That's the most people that have protested
That's
at one time.
That's a lot, guys.
That's a lot of people.
So it's good to see that the people have opinions and they are voicing them. And that's a huge, huge thing, especially considering that we're under an administration that kind of doesn't love that all the time.
I think it's important for a lot of reasons. I think one of the positives of this is showing how much, you know, we talked about this with the League of Women Voters. These protests have nothing to do with Republicans or Democrats.
Nope.
They're about we came to the forefathers of the Constitution came to this country with a design, with a plan in mind.
Right.
We've been keeping that going since. Mm-hmm. We look to keep that going.
Right. The idea of No Kings is more than just saying whether or not Donald has a crown, right? It's about authoritarianism, and that's what's on the table.
Mm-hmm. You're going to see a lot of reporting on this past weekend, I think throughout the week here, not just by, nationally, but of course by our own civic media and journalistic team that we have, an ace team.
We had journalists out at most of the places across
That's right.
the state.
You're going to be hearing a lot of great reporting on that one. Be on the lookout for it, everybody. Civicmedia.us is an important website to keep in mind, keep it bookmarked, and keep this in mind, too, with these rallies. Because, as I said, I think one of the most important parts to remember is this is about democracy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about who you voted for, who you're going to vote for. For any of that stuff. It's about democracy and keeping democracy alive. Also, there is he may be my second, third favorite player in college football right now, playing for Georgia Tech, playing his mind out right now.
Sure.
The kid's name is Haynes King.
Okay.
And I just feel a little bad for the young man.
King is a very popular surname, isn't it?
It is really popular.
It's a really popular surname.
You know, if you're not paying it, football players get pretty locked into football. They may not even know what's going on in the outside world.
Sorry to all of the Kings.
Just as a little side note.
What did I do?
A little
what?
Side note.
I'm sorry.
You know, I went to school with some Kings.
Okay, see? You know what? I wanted to get to this one with everybody, the adult tween. Halloween is a lot of fun for kids, but for a second, forget about that. Should adults get their own night to celebrate Halloween?
Oh, good
yes.
grief.
The term adult tween is back in the news. The folks at Fiero Candles got in the trend last year, and they kind of got the ball, I wouldn't say running, but a little bit more on a national scale.
Sure.
Their new poll found over half of adults think grown-ups should get their own night to celebrate Halloween without involving the kids.
As a parent, I support this.
54% wish it was a thing. There are some other stats from this one, but I want to hear from the audience, of course. 715-424-2600. Do you think this should be a thing? Like, literally a date? Let's just say, for the heck of it, December 30th was adult Halloween or something that. It's just to give some, you know, kind of like make it easier on people.
Here's where I'm at. So I think, one, we're grown-ups. We can dress any way we want, anytime we want. And so, like, go ahead and dress up on December 30th if that's what you want to do. But also dress up on Halloween, because why not? And if you have a social circle, which is something that, you know, is kind of well-known to be an issue for adults nowadays, if you had a social circle, you'd probably have an adult-ween party somewhere.
That's probably true.
I mean, last year, the closest thing I had to adult-ween was the karaoke night at the theater. And I got to dress up as a clown. I got to sing karaoke. Yeah. It was a great time.
See, you got to make your own. Hey, here's something that I've kind of thought about over the years. So specifically, Halloween became what it was because, you know, the folklore around it, right?
Right.
You know, it's because it's before All Saints Day on the 1st.
Yep.
And it's like the night when the ghosts come out or whatever. You know, I can't remember off the top of my head what it is. It's the spooky night, you know, because, you know, the dead rise and all these kinds of things.
The veil is there.
But that is not the only night in the year that has that folklore. You've got like Walpurgisnacht. If you're doing the German or Walpurgis night.
Well, both.
You have the eve of St. George's Day. Mm-hmm. Those are all days when the same thing basically happens. So there you go. We just need to choose one of those days for the adult ween, and they both.
Or celebrate them all.
Yeah. Or just
let's
do it as much
Saint
as you
George's
can.
Let's have a St. George's Day karaoke party at the theater. Come on.
I like the idea of Halloween turning into Hanukkah.
I'll dress up like a dragon.
Yeah, right.
Halloween is like Hanukkah. It's just
Several days in a row.
But we're going to spread them out throughout the year. Once a month. There you go. Adult ween.
Once a month.
This might be controversial. I kind of feel like Halloween always was an adult holiday.
In a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways, yeah.
So if you look at what Disney did with the Grimm stories, there's the Grimm stories, and then there's the Disney version of those.
Yeah.
I feel like we've done that with Halloween over the decades, where it kind of started out as this Grimm story, and we've kind of Disney-fied it over the years to make it safe and happy for kids and stuff. And, you know, with marketing and all the things that there are there, you know, it's gone into the kid realm more than anything. But I don't think that this has ever been necessarily a kid's holiday. I think it started out more for adults. And
Because it started out as a spiritual holiday. We involved the kids, and so we've continued to involve the kids.
Here are some more stats. Most of us agree Halloween isn't just for kids. 62% think it's as much fun for as much for adults as it is for children. That jumps to 71% if you're a parent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most parents will steal from their kids' candy stash.
Me.
Oh yeah.
2/3 say that
parent
they have the right to dip into their kids' stash.
No. Parent tax.
Starting
Seth was
November 1st.
I am on this side.
How is that only that's 2/3? That should be the whole percentage.
It should be everyone.
Honestly, that's not true.
The rest of you parents, you're too nice.
Those parents are also trick-or-treating.
58% think that they should be allowed.
Listen, I'd go trick-or-treating if people would give me candy.
58% think that they should be allowed to dig while they're taking their kids trick-or-treating. Like, as the trick-or-treating is in the process of...
That might be a little much.
Oh, listen, I do both. Sometimes they get something that's too good.
You don't need that life size. You don't need
that full size candy bar.
Full size. I'm a full size person. You're not there yet.
Whether you have kids or not, you're probably eating candy this month. 64% of us will buy candy even if we're not expecting trick-or-treaters. 71% of adults said that they buy extra for them candy for themselves just in case. That is exactly what Will and I did when we were living together. It is good to have a comedian for a roommate. It's not always good for two guys to be, you know, roommates, but the candy thing worked out.
That's like, good.
There's a couple of things that worked out. We always ate. And we had candy.
That's always classic.
About it, actually.
My trick-or-treat basket is always full because I use it to bribe my children to do their chores.
Do what you got to do.
I'm
always buying the bags of mini candy. In the spring buying three bags of mini candies.
Of the handouts kind of thing. I already had my... To the dismay of everyone, I had my candy corn this year already.
Actually,
a couple of times.
Good for you.
I don't understand the weird dislike of candy corn around here, though. I
don't know. And so some people just don't like the waxiness. I like it. I like once the sugar starts to melt in while you're eating it, that's the business.
Who doesn't like candy corn?
Who? What were those candies? They were like a little soda bottle, and you bit into it, and then a little juice.
Well, that was a wax soda bottle.
Yeah, it was. You're right about that. I can't remember what that was called, though.
It was paraben wax, and it was had little juice in it.
Wax lips.
How much wax we ate?
We ate a lot of wax.
It's edible. It's edible,
but maybe not at that.
I don't know how much wax you should be eating.
I ate a lot of wax lips, if we're being honest.
We will get into Halloween candy odds, what the candy your kid's going to get a little bit later. But as far for now,
place your bets.
The candy we're most likely to steal. 76% said full-size candy bars. Yes.
Yep, there it is.
We have data on that. That's great.
72% prefer familiar favorites over new types, and 67% will prefer nostalgic favorites from their own childhood.
Sure.
Wow.
Men take Halloween a little more seriously. 52% splurge on premium candy to make sure they're, quote, good candy house.
Oh. Keeping up with the Joneses.
That is incredibly important to my father.
Good candy
house. Such a man way to look at things. Goodness sakes.
Lame. Compared to 41% of women, 21% of men, and 15% of women will also pass judgment on their neighbors and the candy they hand out.
Oh, for the love of Pete. My I'm going to put a potato in my basket.
See, this is
I
got a plan for everyone out there so we can cover all the bases. Okay, so what you need to have when you're giving out candy is you need to have one bowl of this regular, you know, stuff that people, and then you get another bowl of the nostalgic stuff that may not make anymore, you know, like Pop Rocks or, you know, some kind of candy bar that they haven't made in a couple of decades or something like that. And you will have, so the kids will get there and then you'll throw in, you know, something from the other one and they'll be like, what on earth is this? And their parents immediately be like, oh my God, it's one of those things I had when I was a kid.
You get
all the bases. And the kids aren't going to want to eat that because they're like, I don't know what this is.
I like this idea for a lot of reasons, but one of them involves more candy.
I have so many thoughts. Okay, two things. One, have you ever been to a house like during trick-or-treating where they're giving something away for the parents?
I don't think I have.
Like a beverage or a hot dog? I've been to a lot of
going to the wrong
house like
as a parent.
Yeah, you are. You're in the wrong subdivision, my friend. Two, I read an article, I think last year or something. This lady's been putting a single potato at a time in her Halloween trick-or-treat basket for kids to pick up. And kids keep taking the potato.
Yeah.
And they're like fighting over the potato.
It's a great story.
And so I'm like, I need to try
Love
this.
It.
I need to do it. I have a new bag of potatoes. Why not?
Premature potato chips.
Sure.
Make your own potato chips.
Those are pre-made fries.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. You can do what you want with them. You want fries, you want chips, whatever you want.
You know?
A couple more stats that were kind of interesting. It's a very nostalgic holiday. I don't think we think about this very much.
It absolutely can be.
60% said that they celebrate for nostalgic reasons. It jumps to 68% for parents.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, especially come our generations, right? Like, for us, it's more nostalgic than I feel like it was for my parents. For my parents, Christmas was the big nostalgia holiday.
You may be right on that.
But
I think
for,
you're right.
Like, Gen X and millennials, it seems like Halloween's that.
Halloween was the big one. I remember a lot of that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our generations really like put it on another level. Halloween,
we're spooky, right?
I'm spooky.
It also came around that time of the late 70s, early 80s, where you had a rise of business in this country. Much more, you know. You look
especially
at the,
specific for that, yeah,
right,
yeah.
And the rise of just like not just retail, but specific retail. Hey, you want a store for this? We got a store for this. We got a store for this. We got a
Enter
store for
Spirit
the
Halloween.
Height of the mall, right?
Yeah,
when
yes.
there when
yeah.
you had all the specialty stores in yes. one place, right? Yep.
Is that a little more of that? Let's take a phone call.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I haven't bought candy for a long time, really, candy bars. And when I went to Walmart, $2.54 for one of those.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Candy inflation. It's a thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is crazy. It is going to be expensive at Halloween this year, I tell you what.
The stats we had last week were kind of telling us about that. Do you have a favorite candy, sir?
Yeah, I like Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Ah, that's a good one.
Classic.
That's what you bought for $2.44?
Yeah, right.
No, I didn't buy one of those big ones. I bought the bag with the
nice.
Yeah, with the small ones.
Good,
yeah, the fun side.
Solid move.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'll probably end up eating most of those.
Hey, get the candy you like, right?
Yeah. We like to say it's portion control, but like, let's be real.
Yeah. Good talking to you, sir. Have
nobody
a good.
Comes to my house anyway. Very few come there.
Oh, so you but you got to be ready though.
Yep, you got
just
ready.
In case. You got to be
just
ready.
Just in case.
Yeah. And you don't want the candy to go bad, so you, right. you can get something you like. There you go. That's have a good right. morning, sir.
Thank you for calling.
Appreciate the call. And finally, Americans love Halloween. 47% said it's their favorite holiday. 47% is way higher than almost any other holiday, including Christmas, Thanksgiving, and 4th of July. There.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the Halloween.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, in fall tends to be the overall favorite season for a lot of people, too.
Yeah.
That tends
There's
to be
a lot, so. A lot of fun holidays in the fall. So, yeah. It's
an interesting list.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We will come back with another interesting list, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
Ooh. Boo. Did I scare you? Probably not, but I bet your aunt's mystery casserole for the holidays is going to scare your socks off. Why take a chance on a frightening meal this holiday? Take the fear out of the holidays with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Order your favorite items, have them delivered, and relax. The holidays can be frightful enough. Call 715-887-2213. That's 715-887-2233. Let El Cafe take the fear out of your holiday.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. Door works for the win.
In August, Patty and Eddie of Cabins on the Lake in Friendship lost their home in a devastating fire. These two people are always the first to help others, and now it's our turn to help them. Join us for a fun benefit Saturday, November 1st from noon until 5 p.m. at Connell's Cedar Shack in Adams. Music, food, live and silent auctions with awesome prizes, 50-50s, and lots of fun. All proceeds go to assist Patty and Eddie rebuild. Join us November 1st at Connell's Cedar Shack, just south of Adams on Highway 13. You'll have a good time for a great cause.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, breezy, with high temperatures in the lower 60s. For tonight, some showers, mainly in the evening, chilly with lows in the upper 30s. Showers redeveloping on Tuesday, mainly in the afternoon. It will be quite chilly and breezy, with highs only in the mid-40s. Currently, it's 39.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself tomorrow when they open their doors at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be back at it tomorrow, everybody. So you got the day to get your menu together.
You do.
Yes.
Think about what you want and then head on over there and be prepared to want something completely different because they have amazing food over
there. It's always good every
time. Specials are always fun. You never know what they're going to have.
Plus pie.
Oh, so many types of pie. Go ahead and check it out, everybody. Buy local, support local, support our good friends over there that support this community.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to follow them on Facebook, too. It's a great way to keep up to date on things, mm-hmm. and it's so much fun. They have a fun Facebook page.
Yep.
Pulling up their specials.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Email us info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and call on up.
715-424-2600 would be the number to call for us in studio. But if you'd rather talk to Pam, that is 424-1300.
And who wouldn't rather talk to Pam?
I can't blame you. She's lovely.
Yeah.
Seth, give me a one or a two.
Two.
All right.
73.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a one or a two.
Oh. Now I'm throwing off. Now
I'm My bad. Oh, I'm no good at math.
We wish a very happy birthday first off to Jerry Wendt.
Happy birthday,
happy
Jerry.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
Enjoy the day, Jerry. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Cindy Weigel.
Congratulations, Cindy.
Cindy, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Wishing you a good birthday, both of you. Enjoy your day. You too. Hope it's a great one. And encourage you to get us more birthdays and anniversaries.
Yeah.
We take a look at who you share your birthdays and anniversaries with. John Krasinski is 46.
He's younger than me? That's weird. I don't want him to be younger than me. Yeah.
Jack Ryan in that most recent TV
that's
show.
That's right. He did those.
He wrote and directed the Quiet Place movies.
Yep. Big hits. Yep.
Directed a couple of others as well. Mm-hmm. But everybody knows him as Jim from The Office.
That is where you know him.
I cannot express how difficult it is, especially for an actor that has worked previously in film or TV. If you are a vet, you'll come on the set and you will have somebody that will remind you, okay, no staring at the camera, no looking at the camera.
Right.
It's something that you get to a point where you just, it's muscle memory. You're not even thinking about it. You do different things. It's a little similar, I think, to theater actors when you don't want to look at the audience or look above the audience, look at the tops of their heads or something. Kind of teach us that with TV. In fact, they tell us to look down below the TV.
Okay.
It's a little different, but
either way.
John Krasinski's just organically natural way of looking at the camera, deadpan or whatever. I know it may not seem like a big move. It's an incredible comedic movement by him.
And it's easy to overdo. It was so well done.
He's good.
I've heard from other actors, specifically John Hodgman, who said that it ruined him. Because he was on The Daily Show and he would talk to the camera all the time. When he was on like the other TV, like Blacklist, they kept telling me, John, stop looking at the camera.
Also, I love John Hodgman. Shout out to him.
Yes, he's awesome.
Big fan.
There is a handful of artists that I think really stand out as far as being the greatest crossover artists of all time.
Sure.
Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, many people that we have mentioned many times. And then there is Snoop Dogg, who is 54 today.
Okay.
Who is the modern equivalent of all those names I just mentioned. And if you think I'm wrong, go ahead and watch him on The Voice later today.
Right.
Or him in some... what was that kid's cartoon that he's on?
What was that kid's cartoon? Storybots.
Yeah.
He was in Storybots.
Yes. Oh, I remember that now because I think I've seen that episode. Yeah.
I love the Storybots.
This man was on literal death row at one... Not death row, but on trial for murder at one point.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about it, right? So we're talking from rap to... you know, lovable grandpa pop culture icon, right? Like, that transcends genre.
He's got a best-selling reggae album out, a best-selling religious album. He has, like, a number of different things, along with a texting relationship with Martha Stewart.
Great stuff. It's good for them.
In a billion years, I would have never guessed
like
that.
Like 1992?
I was going to say, 92. We would have been like, that to you?
You know, all these guys, Ice-T, you know, Ice Cube.
If I told you in 1992 that Ice-T was going to be on Law and Order, oh my goodness.
The first female vice president and so many other firsts, Kamala Harris, is 61.
Yes. Wow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to her.
Hey, happy birthday
Kamala
to her.
Kamala rocks.
That book is one I've wanted to peek.
I've been hearing a lot about it.
A little bit.
Yeah,
and everything,
there's a lot of interesting stuff in there.
One of the most underrated and best overall actors in the game. The man can do everything. Viggo Mortensen is 67. Since I was a little kid, there are a couple of characters in books, like a lot of us, that I read. And I want to be that character. I want to be Sherlock. I want to be this person. I'm reading The Lord of the Rings. I want to be Strider.
I wanted to be Strider.
Exactly.
And then I also wanted to be Samwise, but I wanted to be Strider.
Then I saw Viggo Mortensen. I'm like, nope.
He's good. He got it.
That's the one that should do it.
Nailed it.
His scene where he's pushing the big giant doors open is one of my all-time favorite scenes.
That's the one.
And he's
such a good scene.
He is a remarkable person all the way around.
Yes.
He's also an accomplished painter, and he's a poet, and he's acting is almost a sideline for him because of all the other stuff that
he
does.
It's like acting pays the bills.
Man.
Every agent that he's had has tried to get him to be a go pop, if you will, do that, especially after the Lord of the Rings movies and everything.
Absolutely.
He's pushed against that and just does works that he likes.
Well, he's making Lord of the Rings money still. He doesn't need to do popular stuff. He can do whatever he wants.
It must be nice.
There are a handful of roles that I cannot recommend enough, but History of Violence. is just an incredible acting tour de force by him and Ed Harris.
Sure.
Playing just against each other, off of each other, and at the same time battling each other. It's a very interesting role in a very interesting movie. And his action scenes, and he has a scene where, not to spoil anything, but he's basically in his underwear. And he's booking around, and I cannot express how difficult that is to do, let alone half the other things he's done in his career. Right. He's incredible.
Yep.
Some people no longer with us, like the great Tom Petty, born in this day in 1950.
Wow.
Great singer.
Into the Great Wide Open.
Yeah. Another one of those artists
Into
I don't know.
Into the Great Wide Open. Well said, Seth. No, I wanted to make sure that was heard.
Yes, well done. Well done. I don't know that you can label him. I don't know where you would put him in far as genres.
No, not at all. He could play on basically any, I mean, other than country. You could put him on any format and he's there.
I feel like he would fit really well within Americana bounds.
Yeah.
I could play him on Red Folk and Blue.
One of the greatest hitters of all time, Mickey Mantle, born in this day in 1931. The Mick.
How come he didn't have a better nickname?
Exactly. Yes.
Come on, man.
It's insane.
DiMaggio had the Yankee Clipper, you know.
Yeah.
Those really great ones.
They could have even just gone with the Mantle. It would have been better than the Mick. I'm sorry. I know nothing about baseball.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong, though.
The OG of horror actors, as far as it goes. Bela Lugosi, born in this day in 1882. Passed away in 1956. Quite a long life.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, he did. Boy, what a... Again, like I do every time this year, I always go through the old Universal horror movies, and I just went through Dracula again. And how many performances on anything can you say that that's the first thing you think of? Now, Dracula is probably the most used property.
Sure.
Since the 31. Sure. I mean, it's probably, Dracula's probably been in more movies, more books, more everything.
But when you say Dracula,
who do you think of? You think of Bela Lugosi and his performance, the outfit, the voice, the mannerisms. It's all Bela Lugosi.
And it's the only performance that you've ever seen where it's all about the actor. Like, I love Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman's performance of Dracula is unparalleled.
It was a great movie.
It's also with a ton of modern special effects, a ton of modern editing, a ton of modern other things, where Bela Lugosi, it's just them.
Him and acting.
Yeah.
Just doing his job.
Wonderful.
It's a classic for a reason. Mm-hmm. And he's still known legendarily.
Yep.
For a reason.
One of the masters of horror.
Yep. Don't know if it's common knowledge or not, but one of the other things that Bela is known for is the biggest fear of every actor begins with Bela Lugosi and being typecast. Mm-hmm. Because Bela Lugosi was a full actor.
Yes, he was.
Never really got the chance to show that.
Mm-hmm. No, because he got typecast as Dracula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's right.
Did such a good job that it shot him in the foot.
A guy who could have been typecast, but pushed away from it. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Jerry Orbach.
Sure.
Jerry Orbach.
I wouldn't put Jerry Orbach in a corner.
Oh, Lenny Briscoe in Law and Order.
Jerry Orbach.
Lou Marie in Beauty and the Beast.
Or Lumiere.
Lumiere. Thank you. Lumiere in Beauty
French
and the Beast.
French is hard.
So many other great performances, but of course, Dirty Dancing is one of the ones he's
For many for. Years, he was in The Fantastics. Yeah. For many, many years, he was on stage in The Fantastics. Yep.
I love Law and Order. There have been so many great detectives on Law and Order and so many great combinations, but there is nobody that'll ever touch him. Nobody. Nobody could deliver that line before the boom, 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 boom.
No, I'll give you that.
Jerry was the best.
Yeah, he was the best. Sure, I'll give you that.
By far and away. We will take a timeout. We'll come back and have some more fun. We encourage you to make plans tomorrow to head on over to El Cafe. Join them at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be back with more show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The state announced the first positive case of Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or EEE, on Friday. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection confirms the case of EEE in Marathon County in a 5-year-old colt. EEE and West Nile virus are only transmitted by mosquito bites and are not contagious between horses. These viruses can cause inflammation of the brain. According to the DATCP, EEE is fatal in most horses showing signs of illness. Confirmation of an infection in the state confirms the presence of EEE in the mosquito population. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. Horses can be vaccinated for Eastern Equine Encephalitis and West Nile virus, and officials recommend reducing exposure to mosquitoes by keeping horses in the barn from dusk to dawn when mosquitoes are most active.
The 2025 pheasant season opened on Saturday and will continue through Sunday, January 4th. Starting Monday, October 20th, the daily bag limit increases to 2 roosters per day. This limit remains in place for the remainder of the season. For more information, including complete pheasant hunting regulations, shooting hours, and helpful tips, visit the DNR's pheasant hunting website. The City of Wisconsin Rapids has a new website. As of Friday, you'll no longer receive meeting notifications if you haven't signed up for them on the new website. It's been live since the end of July, and there was a grace period before the old notification system was shut down. To continue or start receiving meeting notifications, you'll need to sign into the new website and subscribe to the notifications you would like to receive. You have the option of email or text or both. You can sign up at wirapids.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a 5-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a more efficient way to watch TV, this might be a deal for you. You can now bundle Apple TV with Peacock. Apple TV is already ad-free, but if you pair it with Peacock Premium Plus, which is Peacock's version of ad-free, it will cost you $19.99 a month. That's barely a savings from current prices, but if you go with the ad-supported Peacock, you can get both platforms for $14.99. Apple TV right now is currently $12.99, so that's not a bad deal, if you don't mind a few ads. It was pretty much a given Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, was going to break records. According to Variety, Showgirl sold 4 million units in its first week. The old record was 3.5 million units for a week, which was previously held by Adele, according to Billboard. Swift also set a record, now having the most number one solo albums, breaking a tie she held with Jay-Z and Drake. She trails only the Beatles, who hold the record for all artists with 19 number one albums. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time after a very disconcerting and busy news and sports weekend. We will sit down and discuss it all with our friend and colleague of Matt Nair on Air, Jay and Matt Nair. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapids Report over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community.
Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapids Report at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, breezy, with high temperatures in the lower 60s. For tonight, some showers, mainly in the evening, chilly with lows in the upper 30s. Showers redeveloping on Tuesday, mainly in the afternoon. It will be quite chilly and breezy with highs only in the mid 40s. Currently, it's 39.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks for being here with us. Got some fun stuff lined up for you. Get into the top, take us to the top of the hour. It's fall, and as Laura mentioned earlier, TPing season.
It is.
In many areas of the country. Mm-hmm. And Charmin has an interesting option here for people.
Okay.
6 years ago, Charmin debuted hilariously large rolls of toilet paper called Forever Rolls. A, quote, regular roll of Charmin has up to 77 sheets, but these had 1,700, so they're like 22 rolls in one.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, they're way too big to fit into a normal dispenser, so you'd need a special holder, which takes up bathroom real estate. Nobody's willing to give up that.
No, but I bet it would fit perfectly in a backpack in the middle of the night.
Yes, these Forever Rolls were kind of a novelty subscription thing that came and went, but now they're bringing it back and, quote, rolling out everywhere.
Oh
good.
Wow.
The Forever Rolls are now available nationwide online and in stores, including Walmart, Target, mm-hmm. and Amazon. Each roll is supposed to last two people up to a month, and you can get a three-pack for about $30 to $35.
Can you really not be bothered to change your toilet paper that often? Like, is it really
it's
that
such a
hassle,
Laura. I mean, come on. You got to take the little thing out there and
three
throw
whole
the
steps.
Tube away.
No, I get it.
For those that struggle with this with their roommate or their partner or whoever,
you're going to struggle more.
This is who this is for.
Oh my gosh.
And I believe it's a way of like that. Like you've been asking them, hey, change the roll when you're done. Hey, change the roll when it's empty.
How much does it weigh?
Finally, this is what you do when they finally won't listen anymore. You get one of these to really bring the point home.
Or you just break down and get a bidet or something like that. Yes, it's just like, say, I'm done with this. We're not doing toilet paper anymore. We'll just do this.
You need both. Here's the thing. I just got a bidet and it's damp, guys. You still need toilet paper.
Still use.
True. But you probably use a little less.
That's fair.
They're also selling starter kits with one 21-inch by 8-inch holder and two rolls for around $38.
Whoa. Okay. I'm not sure what to make of that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is funny.
So they've got.
Let's be real. Come on,
got
guys.
This here.
Avoid
Laura at the images.
Come
of
on.
It.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It looks like,
here's.
It looks like a roll of accounting tape, is what it looks like.
All right.
A big roll of accounting tape.
I'm going to go back to what I mentioned in the first place, right? It would fit perfectly in a backpack, and that should be their target audience. They're just trying to capitalize with the toilet paper roll. Nobody's buying that. Nobody's doing it. It's for your all-star quarterback at your high school football team to take to their coach's house and do an entire tree with one roll. That's what it's for. Don't pretend it's not. This is coming from the child of a high school football coach. Okay.
That's good.
If you have this in your home, do me a favor and don't warn people about it before. Hey, can I use your bathroom?
Yeah, just let them trip over your toilet paper roll.
Just let them walk in and they just see this.
Like,
oh, yes.
The diameter on this
thing? I wonder if you're supposed to warn people about these things or not. You know,
okay,
I wonder.
Because 20. Okay. It's a 21-inch tall toilet paper holder so that it can fit the whole thing.
And you get one of these.
I love it.
This is
that's
the only.
That's like at least a foot wide. Like, that's got to be a foot diameter, at least.
It's all you're using the rest of your life. If you,
yeah.
Like, I'll tell you that. If
but
you
I
buy
tell you
one
what, you buy a three pack, and that will TP your whole neighborhood.
I mean, and why just use it for that? Seriously, I mean, you could maybe write out your will on it, you know,
yeah,
something
write
like
your
that.
Will
you can,
on
you know,
it,
you know, any other court.
List.
I mean, seriously, while you're sitting there and you're thinking about it, you just write down. Say,
you
I need
keep
eggs
one of those bad boys
and,
in the car.
Many of us have thought about rewriting War and Peace.
Yeah.
This is your
right.
Now you have enough.
Perfect.
You have enough paper. You know.
I wonder if you could feed it into a typewriter. Just let it wheel one into the other.
I will.
Wall Street Returns on there.
I will say it's got to be difficult to come up with new ways to market toilet paper after all these
years. To be fair, you're right.
But also, toilet paper is one of those things that everybody needs. Yeah. Like, nobody's buying it.
They got to spice it up a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, with a foot-wide roll of toilet paper.
Love it, love it.
Residents of a California neighborhood have been worrying about, have been terrorized. And they're... I mean, I don't mean to go from something silly to something serious, but this has been pretty hectic for these residents in the California area. They are warning locals and people visiting the area to beware of a very mean squirrel.
Sometimes.
It sent two people to the emergency room. So, Joan Helbeck, a resident of Lucas Valley neighborhood in San Rafael, said she was taking her morning walk recently when the squirrel attacked her leg.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my word.
A quote, it clamped onto my leg and the tail was flying up here. And I was like, get it off me, get it off me. And I didn't want it to, I didn't know what to do. Wow. Another resident, Isabel Campany, said that she and her daughter were attacked by the rambunctious rodent while walking. Campy ended up going to the ER for it.
Oh my goodness.
Is there like, I wonder if it's territorial.
I don't know. I
there's
even
a way
that,
to avoid it.
I have never seen like an aggressive squirrel. I've been, you know, sometimes, you know, you walk by a tree and you hear that, you know, like they're yelling at you kind of thing. Yeah. But that's the most I've ever heard. I've never heard a squirrel like, that's that aggressive.
Sounds like an angry infant to me. That's what squirrels sound like. And maybe my infants were just excessively angry. I don't
just
know.
Sounded like squirrels.
Jeez. The residents put up flyers.
Beware of squirrel.
Beware of squirrel.
Yeah. Quote, attack squirrel, they'd say.
Attack squirrel.
This is not a joke, the flyer reads. More than five people have been attacked by a very mean
squirrel.
They
shouldn't call it an attack squirrel. Come on.
You know it's not a joke when they have to say this isn't a joke on the warning sign.
Oh, goodness.
Showing up the bruise.
I believe a squirrel could mess a person up. Yeah, yeah. A squirrel could do some damage if it wanted to.
That, but I was trying to find the
You think
flyer.
It's rabid? What's going on with this squirrel?
I don't know. It's had enough and can't take it anymore.
The local DNR has been notified, and they are in the work, trying to help as best as they can.
Right.
But I think part of the issue here is people taking this seriously. I mean, the flyer that they have.
God,
that's not a real picture of that squirrel.
I wouldn't believe that.
No, because it's like a leaking squirrel.
Because that's just like a regular squirrel picture that you can find for free on the internet.
Exactly. Someone found it online.
If it was an actual picture of this actual squirrel. Because how can you beware of squirrel if it's not the squirrel pictured? And how can you figure out which squirrel it is? I bet there's a dozen of those guys in the neighborhood.
That's where I wanted to go with
this. Are they going to try and catch all the squirrels and filter them out?
What are the odds that
this one's angry?
It's the same squirrel doing all this. Like, I wonder if it's just multiple, you know, the same breed.
Oh, so you're saying it's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy. It's a cult. It's a squirrel cult.
The squirrel cult. Yeah. Watch out.
They're trying to take down the people.
And,
can't blame them.
And you know what? Well done, squirrels.
Yeah,
well done.
You know what?
Well done.
Points to you.
By annoying two people, you've done well.
Points to you.
Yes. In the squirrel kingdom, that has got to be big. They've got to be huge.
It was a dare. Maybe it was a dare.
It was definitely a dare. It was definitely
other squirrels are saying, "Yeah, bet you won't do that."
It's the teenagers.
Bet you won't do that.
We'll take double dog dare you.
Taking a quick time out.
Double
we'll come
human
back.
Dare you.
Morning show on WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government. By and for the people. The conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court appeared to agree October 15th with arguments that the Voting Rights Act Section 2's majority-minority voting districts conflicted with the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. A decision is expected next year. Chief Justice John Roberts signaled that the court's 2023 Milligan precedent, a very similar case, may not apply to Louisiana versus Calais. Justice Kagan later pointed out that the court rejected several similar arguments by the state of Alabama defending its discrimination. Louisiana argued that the court-mandated majority-minority districts giving minority voters an equal chance to elect the candidate of their choice puts the state in a position to discriminate against other voters. Justices Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett both voiced support for an endpoint to sunset such opportunity districts. The court's Jingles test, used to determine if a group qualifies for such a district, was also questioned by the conservative justices. In her opening argument, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund's Janae Nelson said that should the court strike down Section 2, it would be, quote, a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos. There are 148 VRA majority-minority districts in 28 states, according to Ballotpedia. We've linked a transcript of the arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds on your Monday afternoon, breezy south winds, and a late day shower. Highs in the mid-60s. For the overnight, upper 30s. Showers will come to an end. It'll stay breezy. Another round of showers Tuesday. Highs only in the mid-40s. Currently 46 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. In honor of Bella, playing a little of from Dracula there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Bella Lugosi's dead.
It's been playing in my head ever since we mentioned him.
Aha.
Laura, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Got a couple of stories to take us to the top of the hour. Keep in mind, top of the 10 o'clock, we'll kick off with the kitchens open. Beth, the Hotel Me, going to join us. Looking forward to that.
Very cool.
Got a bunch of fun stuff for us lined up in the 10 o'clock. Right now, the company, there's a lawsuit going on right now that I wanted to dive into.
Oh, okay.
You've probably dealt with squeaky shoes at some point. Usually it's just new shoes on a certain type of flooring. If you are a kid and you got the chance to do this, trying them out first, and you jump yep. and seeing if you can move in them and everything.
That's right.
Well, the Swiss shoe company On has a line of footwear called Clouds. They have hollow pods on the sole that are supposed to make it feel like you're walking on clouds, but they're also very loud, which is very unlike clouds. People have complained about how they make a squeaky sound when you walk on them that never goes away. And it's a new issue. People online have been talking about it for over a year, so it's not a new issue. But now there's a class action lawsuit because people think it's a defect for expensive shoes like clouds.
Are you for real?
More than 10 styles have been mentioned in the lawsuit. The shoes typically cost anywhere between $140 to $180.
Okay.
The company hasn't commented on the lawsuit, but they have denied warranty claims related to the issue, either because they feel like it falls under, quote, normal wear and tear, or because they don't believe it's a defect.
Right. Hmm.
They aren't the only company that has faced complaints about squeaky shoes. Another brand, Brooks Sports, has said that the issue is often caused by air moisture trapped under the insoles within the shoes. They recommend removing the insoles.
Okay. Interesting.
Are those the No, those aren't roos.
So are they squeaking against the floor, or are they squeaking against
like internally
the feet of
kind
the
of
people
thing?
Wearing them?
That's a good question.
In which case, wear socks, you dirty animals.
I'm going to try to play a little bit of this video for you to try to give everybody
like,
an example
it better be extreme.
Let's see here.
Oh.
Of course.
I hear nothing.
Yeah, because it...
There we go.
They're playing music.
No, that's not the right one.
No.
I thought I had... It TikTok
messages. Oh, there it is.
Oh, there we go, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Those are ugly shoes. Okay, they're squeaky, but I've had shoes that are squeaky like that, too. I just got to wear them for a little while, get some dirt in the crevices instead of the air.
I'd say lean into it. I say lean into it. I pay $140 for shoes. I'm going to make it work.
Yeah, you better believe it, man.
No, I would literally just rub dirt in them and hope for the best.
Because
like I've had squeaky shoes, and when they're new, they're at their squeakiest. That's mm-hmm. just kind of life, right?
Breaking in the shoes.
So they
unless
start
it's
squeaking.
Something on the bottom of the shoes that certain, you know, certain right. flooring that you squeak on.
Or
but other
if it's
than
an
that,
internal
but,
squeaking, right? Yeah. And I'm wearing socks and it's internally squeaking, that's on them.
Does anybody out there have a go-to way of breaking in their shoes?
Oh.
No. Because I've never cared that much to do it.
No, I don't think so. Me. Yeah, just wear them. Because I have to wear
right?
I have to wear inserts on yeah. in my shoes. So I have to, you know, I have to make sure I get them in there. So that kind of breaks it in a little bit yeah. for you, actually.
Now I need arch supports. And mm-hmm. so my shoes are kind of always broken in because yeah. I just move my broken
you already got
in
your, yeah,
arch
exactly.
supports.
Just put them in the new shoes. You're good to go.
So nobody does this. 715
shoe people. No, shoe people do this. And you are shoe people. Please. Seth and I are not shoe people.
No, I'm not.
Because I mean, if I'm alone on this, that's fine. I'm used to that.
You just happen to be the minority amongst not shoe people.
Well, it's not just you guys. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know anybody over the age of 10 that has really ever cared about breaking in their shoes.
That's not true. I know Mel has a method. I just don't know what it is.
I'm positive
that Melissa has a method for breaking in shoes. I just don't know it because, once again, I don't care.
I almost guarantee that as soon as Melissa finds out we have that in common, though, she will change that. She's going to be sure
that her method is better than yours.
It's Melissa. It's probably
because it is.
It probably deals with like leather polish and something like that. It's probably
weights
got,
and
got,
heat.
You know,
and
she's got whey protein or something. I don't know what it is.
There's a checklist.
Yes.
I'm curious to
wait 48 hours.
I'm really curious to see where that one goes with this lawsuit and everything. Because I don't know. I think that, you know, we definitely need to stand up for ourselves with anything, let alone companies and all of that. I'm not. If for every lawsuit that does matter, there are ones like this that they matter. But I also don't know that they. Is there something that could be figured out of court?
Yeah.
That, you know, out of that, hopefully.
Sure.
It doesn't bog
right.
down the system.
Like, why did it go to lawsuit? Why isn't it just, you know, the company reaching out to the people complaining and trying to solve the problem? And maybe, you know, comping them a pair of shoes.
I mean, that would be
once
good PR,
they correct
right?
it, right? You know? Just comp them a pair of the non-squeaky upgrade.
We know what people shoes cost to make.
Right.
So we know that they can afford. They're fine. They're fine.
Pretty much any company that makes a thing can afford to comp a thing.
Yeah.
A Minnesota museum opened a seasonally appropriate exhibit dedicated to the stuff of Halloween nightmares, creepy dolls.
Whoa.
Sweet.
The History Center of Olmsted County's new exhibit, Creepy Dolls Loose in the Vaults, features unsettling dolls paired with various objects from the Rochester Museum's archives.
Man, I love creepy dolls. I'm about this.
The idea is the dolls are let loose in the vaults. The curator, they curate the show and pick their objects.
So they've staged them?
Yeah. They relate to the most. DeLees said that the exhibit combines history with entertainment. quote, what I'm really interested in is what people resonate with and why they connect with these objects.
Awesome.
He said all of the dolls were donated by members of the community who were also asked to include information about the history of each toy.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. That's really nice.
The doll has to come from Olmsted County, DeLees said. We really want everything to be tied to Olmsted County.
Fair.
That's really cool.
Well, I'm about to break out my... I've got three creepy dolls. That I keep amongst my things.
Seth, are you familiar with Olmsted County in Minnesota?
I'm not really, no. No, I'm not sure where Olmsted County actually is in Minnesota. I'm thinking southwest somewhere is my guess. I might be wrong, but that's what it sounds like to me for whatever reason.
It is a small pebble. It's a county. Its populous city is Rochester.
Oh, okay, no, that's so southeast. That's where Rochester is. Southeast, okay. Yeah. All right. So that's good. That's actually, that's really cool. It's not only, it's fun and it's educational because you get to learn, like you said, the history of the dolls and stuff and it's creepy.
The
so
thing about
good
dolls
too, you know,
is that they're inherently creepy, right?
It's the humanness of them.
Exactly.
That's what makes
it
weird.
It's that uncanny valley thing that every doll has.
Not my favorite. Those are like the least favorite horror movies, the Dolls ones. I don't know if I care for doll horror movies,
but I just, I love dolls staged in creepy, unexpected ways for Halloween. That's good stuff.
Any horror movie where the kids are the evil part, I'm not in.
That brings up some disturbing thoughts, right?
And that brings it up for me, right? Because I have kids, and my kids have very special toys that they, you know, love more than anything else. And I often wonder if that's how haunted toys are made, right? Like, at some time in the future, am I going to be encumbered with this haunted Dodo plushie?
Dudley
will haunt me until my dying days.
That might be a better, at least that would be better than the idea. You have your toy factory, Willy Wonka's little toy factory over here and everything. Sure. And he's putting toys together. There's a whole department for like creepy toys or
the creepy toy department.
Haunted toys. Like you actually, like they haunt them themselves. Like they have to figure out a way to do that. Like,
okay, but because my brain is broken and I make it funny, I'm immediately picturing someone like it's a hotel waiting room where there's ghosts on one side taking a number and then getting put into a toy on a conveyor belt.
There you go.
Hey,
are you ready? Ready? Are you ready?
Joey,
go. Next.
Joe, here's a Tickle Me Elmo. Go make it haunting.
22.
Oh, man. I'll even say just watch the Twilight Zone episode with Telly Savalas. And you'd be like, no creepy dolls.
Yeah. Visitors are being asked to vote for their favorite of the petrifying playthings at the winner. And the winner will be announced near the end of the exhibit. You know we will have that information for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
On the lookout for it.
That's
Speaking of, we will have information for you. We are collecting all nonprofit groups hosting Halloween activities in this area. If there are ones we don't know about, let us know. Hit us up, everybody. You can email us info@WFHR.com or you can call our front desk. 715-424-1300. Get us those events so we can get them out to the audience, and we will of course have our Halloween times up very soon for everybody. Coming up, we got a lot of good stuff for you in the 10 o'clock hour right here at
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. More than 1,000 companies worldwide are thought to have been impacted by a major Amazon outage this morning. Among them, Lyft, Snapchat, Venmo, United Airlines. Tech consultant Ian Schur.
Titans of industry like Amazon have become such key players that when they have trouble, practically the entire internet is affected.
Most services are back now. Day 20 of the government shutdown, and House Speaker Mike Johnson has a message for lawmakers on the other side of the aisle.
Now that Democrats have had their protest and publicity stunts, I just pray that they come to their senses and end this shutdown and reopen the government this week.
The Louvre closed for a second day after robbers got away with a stash of crown jewels. Tourists are gobsmacked.
Clever to use a cherry picker and a glass cutter to steal sentimentally priceless jewels.
It feels like a museum like this would have the security that would stop something like that.
The thieves got away. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.